6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock on a Friday morning. It is the first official day of summer, James Timberlake.
It's is it going to feel like the first official day of summer?
85 today.
So, yeah.
Could hit 90. Yeah, so right in there. So, yes, it is the first official day. Longest day of daylight, man.
Today, yeah, true.
Today, summer solstice. Right. Welcome.
I guess that's what makes it the first official day of summer. It's yes. So backwards to me.
I know. I hate that. You know, it's slow, so it's not like, oh, it's going to get dark at 5 o'clock.
It's not going to be quick. But you also can't make the first day of summer, December, 21st, whenever the days start getting longer and longer.
Right. That's the good thing about December. The days start getting longer. First full moon after the solstice has been considered special. That moon this year on June 22nd. The honeymoon.
There you go.
It got its name from the fermented honey drink offered at marriage ceremonies.
All right.
And mystics throughout the century believed the solstice was a time of light and fire, and many cultures saw it as a time to reflect upon the growth of the season. It has often been seen as a time for renewal and for love.
Yeah.
That's why people get married in June, July. There you go. A little bit about the summer solstice, James.
It's also warm. That's probably why they get married in
that too.
Summer as well.
The weather's better.
Yeah.
Hey, Ann Murray's 80 today, Canadian singer.
Okay.
Lionel Richie, 76 today. John Goodman, actor, 73. And Nicole Kidman is 58 today. 1877, Alexander Graham Bell installed the world's first commercial telephone service, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. On this date, 1877. Speaking of the phone, then in 1963, James, we'll propel forward here.
Okay.
The red phone was established.
Yeah. Put it on the desk of the president so he can call.
Call the Soviet Union. That was during, just following the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah.
That they put that.
They said, maybe we should have a direct line over
there. Yeah, let's have a direct line.
That seems like a good idea.
Let's avoid this problem. Today, American Eagle Day. Love eagles. Eagles.
What if it's about the company? You think about that?
The Eagle Company?
The American Eagle Company? That's a
like clothing?
It's a clothing company.
I know. No, I don't think of them. I think of that big, beautiful bird that we see around here so often. National symbol.
Mm-hmm.
Called the bald eagle. Yeah, they call it that, but it's actually not bald, you know.
Right, yeah. It looks bald because it's white.
Right, because of the white hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the tail feathers. Massive wingspan. Up to 7.5-8 feet.
Ooh, yeah,
that's a big eagle, man.
You don't think about that.
Coolest eagle experience I ever had. I was fishing. I was on the Yellowstone River, just sitting there. Big eagle. Big one. He's flying overhead. I'm thinking to myself, dude, I'm not getting you any fish. You get your own. And all of a sudden, he dive bombs like a bullet coming down. He hit that water. It was unbelievable.
Well, then he took your fish, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. And he had a big one in his talons. I was just like, wow, that was worth the trip. I don't care if I even catch a fish. Just watching that.
That was all worth it?
It was worth it. It really was.
Okay.
I've never seen anything come out of the air so fast. I mean, he was just bulleting down. And then, boom, hits that water, splashes it up. And, well, they can dive over 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's
and I swear that he was probably close to that. I have never seen anything like that. I've seen, birds hit the water and such. But he was so big and going so fast. But, yeah, they can exceed speeds of 100 miles an hour.
What's the...
Coolest thing ever. One of the cooler things.
There's the...
They mate for life.
The peregrine falcon, you know those?
Oh, yeah.
They can dive to 250 miles per hour. That's insane.
That's insane. I know. The bald eagles mate for life, returning to the same nest every year.
Cool.
Yeah. So there you go. Bald Eagle Day. today, James. Oh, hey, it's cookie dough day. Ooh, liking some cookie dough.
I just had a protein bar tasting like cookie dough.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
All right. Today, obviously, first day of summer.
Mm-hmm.
Flip-flop day. You got flip-flops?
No, I'm an anti-sandal guy, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
I don't even own sandals.
No, I don't have any sandals either.
Never been my
style. I have some Crocs that I wear if I'm happy to be outside watering the lawn or something, you know?
Yeah,
that's about it.
Yeah, same. Yeah. That's basically what I have is my...
Hey, take your dog for a walk. You got plenty of those, James.
Yeah, I'd be taking multiple dogs for a walk.
You'd be taking multiple.
Yeah.
Yes. Take your dog on a walk today. It is also, I thought this was yesterday, but it's today. Ugliest Dog Day. You got one of those.
We are.
Go ahead and tell people what you're doing.
Well, we're fostering one.
You're
right
fostering,
now. It's just
yes.
an older dog that
yeah.
has been through life,
and right.
you can very much tell.
Yeah.
And is wearing it. So it's not the prettiest dog on planet Earth, but you know, it's a nice dog.
And it's really cool because he's kind of in his final days.
Nah, well.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
You might be fostering him back to life.
We got him and he started to really like kind of pick up in his energy and everything.
All right.
So now we're like, okay, well, maybe we're here for the longer haul in terms of days to months.
Because of that fun family atmosphere
there
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, it's Vanilla Milkshake Day.
Yeah.
I love that. Ice cream soda day?
Man, I'm not a big vanilla milkshake guy. I'll do chocolate milkshake, but not vanilla.
Yeah. Yeah. Or caramel.
Caramel milkshake? I don't yeah. Not me.
If
I don't do caramel.
If it's made just right.
Well, yeah. That goes for any milkshake, though.
Yeah. Let's see what's tomorrow. Tomorrow, day of yoga. Yeah, do some yoga.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Surfing. I don't have a I tried that once.
I want to try it. I've never done it.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
I mean, it's not easy. I know that.
All I can say is I'm glad there was no video shot.
It's a lot of waiting. I know that too.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty. Seashell day. Love picking up the seashells.
That's right up your alley.
It is. Yeah. World Handshake Day. I like a good handshake.
Sure.
Absolutely. Not a bone cruncher, but a good one.
Yeah, I know a couple people that do that.
I know a couple people that do that too.
I know a couple people that bone crunch me.
I know. But come on, man. Easy on the hand. And you know they bone crunch you, so you've got to be ready for it.
Well, there's a couple of people. I've met a, I can't remember who it was, but I met a football player.
Oh, bone cruncher, huh?
Oh, my. I thought I was going to pull my hand out. I wasn't going to have use of it anymore.
Hey, go skating day.
Skating?
Oh, yeah, go
okay.
skate.
Like skateboarding, maybe?
Yeah,
okay.
Skateboarding
gotcha.
Day. It is. Go skateboarding and go skate day.
I immediately went to ice skating. I was that's the wrong time for
it's
that.
It's go skateboarding day and go skate day.
Okay. You can rollerblade, I guess.
Yeah, if you want to.
I haven't done that in forever.
Peaches and cream day, if you like peaches and cream on anything. Yeah, why not? Giraffe day. Love those animals.
Love giraffes.
Giraffes are cool.
They're vicious fighters. They just swing their necks around.
I know, right?
Those things will... Man.
I saw one just recently at the Denver Zoo.
Mm-hmm. Not fighting, though.
No. No. Pretty calm. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Pretty calm.
Can you feed the giraffes there? Can you give them, like, buy a
I'm not sure if you can
there's
or
some,
not.
There's some zoos that
allow you to do that.
Long tongues, too. Crazy long tongues.
Yeah.
Giraffes.
The donut was invented on this date.
Really?
In 1847. It's not Donut Day.
Okay.
So I'm going to call it Donut Invented Day.
Sure. Why not?
So if anybody feels the urge.
Donut Day is any day with a zero in front of it.
That's right. Chocolate Eclair Day, too.
There we go.
All right.
I'm an eclair guy.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like eclairs.
The HVAC Day.
Sure.
HVAC Tech Day.
We're going to need them.
Yeah, getting that time of year.
Yep.
I'll bet they're starting to get busy already. Kissing day.
That's the thing, too. Around here, we love the last minute. We're like, wow, it's really hot. I should call my AC guy.
Yeah, I know. Kissing day. Remember we talked about that? This first date?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 By the way, you didn't answer your own question. Would you tell your date if they had bad breath on the first or second
James,
date?
James, he's putting me on the spot.
Your mind.
You said no.
No. God, no.
Yeah, but if they're wanting to kiss you a lot and you're going, oh,
guess what?
Man.
You suck it up. You eat it. All right? Get over it.
Ah, man. No, I wouldn't.
Not until, I'm not kidding you.
I wouldn't.
We got to be like months into a relationship.
Yeah. Well, no, not months. But if it happens more than once, then there might be a problem of some sort.
That's the thing, though. That's so like disarming for the person that's receiving that.
I know.
What do you do?
I know. It would be.
So awkward.
But yeah, but it's so bad.
I guess, okay, so you're the way you're describing it makes it sound like it's just the most rancid thing you've ever smelled in your life. I'm thinking something a little bit more like half of that, you know?
Are you? Okay.
Yeah. And even then, though, I'm like, you know, I can deal with it. I'll find the positives out of this.
All right. Look at you.
I'd rather find the woman that
has bad breath.
Hey, here you go. Here's the thing.
Or men, yeah.
Here's the thing. For my life's motto here, essentially.
Oh, here we go.
I'd rather do one of the hardest things in the world or whatever, you know, like very something very difficult,
right,
than face something that is even remotely kind of awkward.
That doesn't surprise me.
It's just the awkward feeling's the worst.
All right.
Hey, that's what's hard about first dates.
Special day today, James. It's Todd Rundgren's birthday.
You can't set me up like this.
Todd Rundgren is a artist and singer.
Okay.
We used to play, years ago, the Friday morning song. I don't want to work. I want to play, bang on the drum all day.
Okay.
So I'm going to today end the show
with bang the drum all
with
day.
Todd Rundgren, and I want everybody to sing along, all right? Because it's Friday, James.
Friday.
Are you ready? It's Friday.
Oh, I know this song.
Sing along, 8 o'clock. Fox News on the way. James Timberlake, 8 o'clock hour. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.